Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hello, dear listener, and welcome to what will be the last episode of Season 3 of Owning It, the Anxiety Podcast with me, Caroline Forn. I'm wrapping up this week for just a few weeks, and then on July 6th, you can expect the first episode of Season 4 to launch, and that will be completely guest-led as a season with lots of experts, and I'm really excited about it. I've got some really great names in the mix, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. Well, I hope you will. I also really hope that you found this series helpful. I know it's been short and sweet, and you might be used to podcasts that go beyond an hour as opposed to the kind of 20-minute ones I've been sharing, but I hope it's been somewhat effective in guiding us through what has been a very strange time and offering some comfort. Now, I know we are by no means completely out of the woods yet, but it seems that at least in the countries where most of you are listening in, and definitely here in Ireland, things are starting to improve. We're seeing light at the end of the tunnel, we're starting to emerge from lockdown with the easing of restrictions mapped out in phases. That's how it's happening here in Ireland anyway. And as exciting and as positive as that might seem, I do think the coming months will require us to continue being mindful and careful while trying to resume the kinds of lives we've led before. So this whole series has been about managing anxiety, specifically the anxiety that we've been hit with as the reality of the pandemic started to weigh down upon us. We were suddenly quite literally isolated from family and friends. Some of us were isolating entirely alone, which I can only imagine was incredibly tough from a mental health perspective. We were facing a very real threat in the form of the virus, threats to our sense of security, threats to financial security, job security, threat to our well-being, threat to what was our normal way of living. You know, we were in the dark as to how things would unfold, and we had a collective sense of being a bit helpless and out of control. And all of that would culminate and lead to feelings of anxiety for even the most chilled out person. So I hope by now you realise that any anxiety you have been feeling has been completely justified and warranted and makes sense, even if it seems like you don't know where it's coming from. Hopefully you do by now. And for lots of people, anxiety had never even been something that they'd really experienced. And all of a sudden, they were grappling with these very unnerving sensations in their body. Because, you know, even for me at this stage, when you feel a wave of anxiety, it's really scary, you know, and then you're having also lots of legitimate worrying, worst case scenario thoughts in your mind. And of course, all we wanted was for this not to be happening. We wanted to skip past 2020 and pretend it never happened. I know lots of people want to save their birthday from this year to next year. But as we always continue to prove time and time again, we humans are incredibly good at adapting to situations, even the situations that seem really impossible to adapt to. After a while, throughout this lockdown, we found a new rhythm. Our worlds got a whole lot smaller. We got used to seeing one or very few people, if any. We got used to quiet nights in. We got used to being hyper vigilant whenever we did leave our houses, perhaps to go pick up something at the shops, almost feeling naked if we went out without remembering to bring our hand sanitizer with us. We got used to living life at a much, much slower pace, and we had no choice in the matter, but we all eventually slowed right down. and it wasn't all bad. For me personally, being pregnant, living in lockdown meant that I had ample opportunity to rest and to take it easy and put my feet up. I wasn't feeling very well in my pregnancy, so, you know, it was great to be able to just be at home and not have to worry about being out at an event and then having to run to the bathroom and throw up. It meant I never had any FOMO. I never had to be around lots of drunk people, which, you know, when you're stone cold sober can be an interesting experience. And I got incredibly used to spending every day with my husband, Barry. And it was so lovely to feel so close to each other and have that time together, especially in the lead up to having our baby. And I think we kind of thought we'd kill each other, you know, being in such close proximity all the live long day, trying to work around each other. But we figured it out relatively quickly. And it was great to be able to, you know, go for a stroll together each day or have lunch together, or for him to have extra time in the morning without his lengthy commute. And so I want to take this opportunity to broach an idea that might seem strange, might not be very popular, but I think we need to allow for. So just as we had to deal with a lot of anxiety going into lockdown and have things change very suddenly for us in lots of ways, so too might we feel some anxiety as we go back the other way and back towards normality. And that is okay. Obviously, people are very excited to be able to socialise again, and there's a real sense of urgency to start making up for lost time. But my advice would be, and it is for myself as well, take it easy. Going from zero, spending most of your time alone or at home, to 90, where you've got different social events on each day, sometimes more than one in a given day, that would be a lot for me personally. It would be draining and a little bit overwhelming, considering where we've come from. We need to allow for the fact that it might take some time to adjust. And I think we're all a bit rusty. We probably feel a bit of social anxiety as we're not quite sure how to behave around other people. You know, we have to continue maintaining social distance so we can't hug or shake hands. And I myself have felt like a complete tit, you know, while trying to order a coffee to go, for example, not knowing where to stand or where to look and trying not to get in anyone's way. And we might feel like a bunch of baby giraffes learning to walk for the very first time. We might feel tired, more tired than usual, because now we're adding an awful lot more into our day. And comparatively to what we've been doing, that would require more energy. And we know that when we feel tired and exhausted, we're more likely to feel overwhelmed. And when we feel overwhelmed and exhausted, our prefrontal cortex isn't functioning at the same capacity that it is in order to keep all anxiety at bay. So that's okay too. Just because you can now socialize again to some degree doesn't mean you have to say yes to every invitation. I know that if I said yes to everything, even outside of the pandemic, I'd wind up feeling a bit flattened. So I'm going to allow myself time to emerge out of this by intuitively checking in with myself and seeing, what do I actually want to do, or what do I actually feel up for, as opposed to what I think I should be doing, or how quickly, or how, you know, the frequency at which I feel like I should be catching up with everyone who I haven't seen.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
You also have to allow for the fact that we have been conditioned very effectively to be fearful of catching this virus. We've learned to clam up in supermarkets when there's not been enough room to get by someone. Our bodies very quickly recognised that it needed to behave in a certain way in order to keep us safe and protected. And so it would be completely normal, I think, for it to take some time to undo all that thinking. And from the perspective of our limbic system and our amygdala, which always has our survival and our protection in mind, that has been primed to be extra vigilant when we go out in public or when we get closer to people than we maybe should be. So it's going to feel weird now to be in those situations for a while. Even if there was a vaccine, even if there was no chance of getting the virus, it would still take a while before our minds and our bodies learned that, okay, actually, do you know what? It's okay to relax now. In the very same way, it can take you a while for your stress response to stand down when there is no threat present, but your body still perceives that there is. I don't want to bring this up to make you fearful or scare you, or I don't want to be like, okay, well, we're anxious in lockdown, we're anxious out of lockdown, we're all screwed. That's not the case, not at all. My goal is simply just to reassure you that it's okay for this to take some time. It's okay to feel a bit rusty or a bit awkward or uncomfortable. It's okay to take things at your own pace. It's okay to feel overwhelmed in certain situations when we have been conditioned to avoid these very same situations. But just as we adapted to this strange new way of living, which took some time, we will also eventually adapt back to whatever our new normal will be. But that might also take a little bit of time. So go easy on yourself. Maybe vocalise it to someone who you trust if you're feeling a little bit like, I'm actually not too excited about the idea of having something on every day this week. You know, when you've had zero downtime in between. Give yourself time. Be compassionate as always. And do not berate yourself if you do find yourself feeling anxious when your rational mind tells you, but this is ridiculous. You know, this is what you wanted. This is back to normal life. Always remember that there is a delay between knowing something and feeling something. So your stress response, which has been heightened these past few months, will take a while to catch up with the fact that maybe it is okay to stand down now. It will take a while for you to feel safe again, physically and emotionally, and we have to allow for that. If we try and fast forward and resist that, we're going to just create more tension in our bodies. Always remember the context of what we've all been through here, and if you feel the presence of anxiety, remind yourself of how normal it is. There's nothing wrong with you if you feel it. You haven't turned into a recluse. You haven't gone backwards to the point that you can never socialise again. Nothing of the sort. It's just going to take time and it all makes sense. For me, I'm going to see how I feel about things as they approach. I'm going to allow myself to say, okay, I'll come along for an hour or so. And if I feel like it's too much, I'm giving myself permission to opt out or to leave early and to draw my own boundaries, as I always have done. I'm absolutely going to make sure I have chill days and relax nights in the mix at all times. And I've never been the kind of person to do well with a super active social life. I always say that I've charged inwardly, and that's just who I am. I like alone time. But I'm also at the same time excited to see my family and my friends and find a new balance. I want to leave you now with 12 questions to ask yourself whenever you feel panic or anxiety rising within you. And these are 12 questions to ask yourself any time with any anxiety, whether we're in or out of a pandemic. These questions always help me to step back and see what's really going on, to assess the situation compassionately before addressing it in a way that will be helpful and effective. So remember the assess and address approach. This is it again in action. Answering these questions without even doing anything else will help to reduce the panic or the impact that any anxiety is having on you. So number one, what am I feeling? Physically, what am I feeling? What does it feel like? Number two, where in my body am I feeling it? Just become aware of it. You don't have to do anything about it. Are you feeling it in your chest, in your tummy? Are you feeling it in your legs? Is it in your head? Number three, can I simply allow for this to just wash over me in this moment, knowing it will eventually pass? This is a technique called flooding, just going with it. Number four, how is my breathing? Is it up high in your chest? Can you bring it down into your belly? Your breath is something that you can control all the time. Number five, what's going on right now that might have brought this on? Number six, is it a situation or a thought or an environment that I'm in that maybe led to this feeling? Number seven, what are the vulnerability factors at play that might give rise to feelings of anxiety? Number eight, am I under pressure? Am I under the weather? Am I exhausted? Am I anticipating a future event? Am I feeling physically uncomfortable in this moment? These are all vulnerability factors. Number nine, it feels like this has come out of the blue, but when I consider the wider context of where I'm at right now and what's going in my life, does it make a little bit more sense? Number 10, can I vocalise this with someone to release the tension? Number 11, instead of being self-critical about how I'm feeling right now, can I be more self-compassionate? If I switch to self-compassion, this will reduce the stress hormones in my body and make me feel better immediately. Number 12, what's the one thing I can do right now to make myself feel even a tiny bit better? Thank you so much for sticking with me through season 3. If you've really enjoyed it or found it comforting, or you've been able to recommend it to a friend who's found it beneficial and you'd like to support, please do so by tipping the series over on Patreon. So go to www.patreon.com, that's patreon.com/Caroline Bourne, or go online and invest in either of my two books, Owning It or The Confidence Kit, or both. And remember, if you're in the US, they are called Own It and You Got This. And of course, stay tuned for my third book, which is coming out in January 2021. Mind yourself, continue to own it as you have been doing this entire time, and I look forward to being back for season 4 very soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The easiest way to access Owning It Real Time is to head to the link in the episode description or episode details, whatever you call them, show notes. You will find the link in there at the top. You can sign up right away for Owning It Real Time and access the full library of 10 situation-specific audio guides that will help you own your anxiety even more than you've ever done before.